go by Char. I am the owner, the co-owner of Eden's Professional Cleaning Company. We specialize, but are not limited to, construction cleaning, final cleaning for construction companies, commercial cleaning, your offices, your businesses, and residential cleaning.
Okay, so Char, how long have you guys been in business, up and running, and serving the community?
Okay, so here's the kicker.
Okay, I'm ready. We're ready.
We've only been in business since September.
Okay, that's fine.
But it is a family business that started 10 years ago.
Okay.
And so we are the new forerunners of this thing. Yes.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so I love the name Eden, because when I think about Eden, I think about, honestly, I think about paradise. I do.
Yeah.
I think about harmony and just all things that are delightful. How did you come up with the name Eden Professional Cleaning Company?
So it's a twofold story.
Okay.
My sister was, we were trying to think about, well, what's the perfect name? So we're both Christians.
Uh-huh.
So she's like, but I want something biblical. And so we thought about it for days, and we were trying to receive signs from God.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to a conference and I kept hearing Eden, 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 Eden. And Eden is my niece's name. It's her daughter's name. So
okay.
She was like, our goal is to create generational wealth and name them after our children. So
nice.
This
I
is
like
the
it.
Second business. And so she was like, let's just name it Eden's. And that's where it came from.
Well, I want to tell you, we salute you as a Black entrepreneur, as a Black business owner, especially during a time like this. Now, I know you're familiar with the painful past of Black Wall Street.
Yes.
What hurdles, what barriers have you had to combat to launch your business?
Number one, I'm a woman. So,
yes,
girl. I'm a woman. So, I get like that. I'm not educated enough. Like if I'm in a group of many different cleaning business owners around the world, and if I post like, oh, here's what I did today, it's like I don't have the correct answer for what I did from men. I'm like, I'm a dope woman entrepreneur.
You hear me?
Okay.
Yes.
So that's just one.
I live in a male dominated industry as well. And I think what the problem is that we know more.
Right.
We approach things differently and, in my opinion, more strategically than they do.
Right.
We're just not gruff and abrupt with it or whatever. We don't have to beat our chest to be a beast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the beauty of being a boss woman and, like you said, a Christian woman. Okay, so how has COVID-19 affected what you guys have going on? You said since September, right? Okay, so how it or has it at all? I know it has to have effect. Okay, so talk to us about that.
But very positively. Okay,
so. Okay.
Very positively. So it's like we started at the perfect time. And I'm like, at first I had doubts like, what the heck is this going to look like during COVID? I can't market how I want to, the old school way, face to face. But this was the perfect business for a time as such. People, I'm thinking like, people are going to need cleaning. Business owners are going to need to get their businesses clean.
Sanitized.
So you just had to be strategic. Just had to be strategic.
So basically, you stepped right on into destiny. The timing was perfect.
Absolutely.
Okay, so your experience has been good, other than, of course, you know, the men. And then, of course, the timing was great. You know, post the death of George Floyd, I feel like he was kind of like a sacrificial lamb, honestly.
Right.
We would not be sitting here having this conversation, I don't think, in this day, right now, anyway, had a spotlight not been put on the situation and the place we are in this country. Because Black-owned businesses have been ignored. They haven't been considered equal.
Right.
And I want to know from you, what has it meant to you since this whole, you know, Black Lives Matters movement has really catapulted and the community has really bonded together, not just the Black community, Black community, the white community, even the Asian community. What has that meant for you as a business owner and for your company?
I think my biggest thing is with all of this is how, you know, a lot of the Black community at this moment want to buy Black only. But a lot of us Black business owners weren't raised in the community to be the business that will be the, how can I word it? The number one business that you will buy from anyways. So in this moment where we want to buy black, I'm thinking like, well, how can I be the business that they would want to choose over what they may be turning away from in a time as right now? Like, how can I be a business that they will still, how can I be as good as others? How can I be as good as the business owners that are like in the forefront right now, which is mostly. Is
basically, are you meaning like the franchise
yes.
businesses? Mm-hmm. So basically what I understand is you want to know that where you are and the platform that you're on is mm-hmm. going to be have some longevity.
Yes.
That it's, this is not just a movement. This is mm-hmm. not just a moment of emotion and people being caught up in mm-hmm. What is going on. I think that because of who you are, and mm-hmm. I know you a little bit, mm-hmm. you operate in excellence.
Yes, but...
People... Okay, I'm listening.
There's two things that I am focusing on heavily in this time. Number one, this is the most important time for African-American people to dive into the business world. Like, it's, if we want to become, like, if we want to buy black and that's our motive, we want to make sure that we can support and raise the black business dollar. Mm-hmm. This is the time to walk in your purpose, find how you can become an entrepreneur mm-hmm. so that we can have all of the businesses that we want, mm-hmm. you know, to support each other. But also, I'm never going to only come from this stance of it's only black community. Mm-hmm. We live by peace and productivity. Every person that I come in contact with, white, Caucasian, African-American, Asian, I'm going to do business with you in a peaceful environment so that we can be productive.
Absolutely. And I would hope that that's mm-hmm. the outlook on for everybody. Uh-huh. It may not be. I don't know. But when I think about black-owned businesses or spotlighting black-owned businesses, mm-hmm. I don't just see the consumer being black.
Right.
I see you as a black-owned business mm-hmm. who provides a service
right.
to whomever is in
people.
Need.
Right.
Because
right.
we don't get in a box. Mm-hmm. We don't put ourselves in a box.
We can't.
So, yeah, I feel you on that. People will pay you to solve a problem.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
People will pay you to solve a problem. So you guys fill the void. Mm-hmm. And that is what has allowed you, your business has catapulted, and it has allowed you to be successful. And you will continue to be mm-hmm. successful. No one's doing what you do. Mm-mm. So will you tell our listening audience what you guys actually do, like the service you provide?
Our main focus area is construction cleaning.
Okay.
Construction cleaning is when a construction company builds a new construction, new building, new apartment complex, new store, new mm-hmm. home. It has to be cleaned before they hand it over to the owner. Mm-hmm. So we're in between the different contractors, the general contractors cleaning in between each different stage. We're cleaning the outside of the project, debris pickup, site cleanup. We're doing all of that before they hand it over to the owner mm-hmm. so that when they hand over the keys to this new apartment complex, mm-hmm. it makes their job look even more like they're in awe of the work that they did. So it's not even about us.
You make them look good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I like that. I love that. Any advice you would have, which I know you said like the time is right mm-hmm. for if you're going to jump in business and you feel like there's a place particularly for you, then now is the time. In addition to that, what else would you like to tell anyone who's considering being a black owner or pursuing entrepreneurship?
Education, education, education. And mm-hmm. I'm not talking about college.
No, I'm
education,
got you.
Education, education. Mm-hmm. If you're really passionate about what you're doing, and it don't have to be nothing that you're good at mm-hmm. the moment. If it's something that you know you can educate yourself on and take off with it, educate yourself on mm-hmm. it. Because know it till you know it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like,
mm-hmm. No,
that's the most important thing because there's so many avenues that you can take. There's so many sources of income from one source of income mm-hmm. that you can make. So education is really, really big.
All right. Well, we're going to get ready and wrap up and close. If you will, just give them a briefing of who you are, what you do, what service you provide, where they can find you, mm-hmm. and the who, what, the when, the where, the why.
Okay.
It's all on you.
Well, my name is Charmonique Johnson. I go by Char. I am the co-owner. My sister, Sheba Smith, is the other owner of Eden's Professional Cleaning Company. We do or we provide construction cleaning, commercial cleaning, residential cleaning for your business, your home, your newly constructed, whatever. Yeah. So you can find us in Texarkana, Lancaster, Texas. We're in the Dallas area. We have projects in Shreveport. We're in Little Rock. You can find us any of the surrounding areas near Texarkana. We are all over the place. We will soon be coming very, very soon in our own commercial building. So pray for us and agree with us as that comes. But hire us. Become a part of the Edens family so we can take care of your needs, create peaceful environments for you so you can be more productive.